It's here and now. And now, a darn good story. It's told by Will Schwalbe about his mother, Mary Ann, an extraordinary woman, the first female director of admissions at Radcliffe, then Harvard. She also headed a girls' school in New York. Then, in her 50s, a new career, helping refugees around the world, eventually founding the Women's Refugee Commission. And Mary Ann Schwalbe loved books. She helped raise money for a national library and cultural center at Afghanistan's Kabul University. It was that love of books that gave Mary Ann and Will their last project, one they did together. In 2007, she was diagnosed with cancer. She would die a couple of years later. Will often went with her to chemotherapy appointments, and to while away the time, they talked about literature. And a book club was born with a great reading list for everyone. Will Schwalbe writes about that time in The End of Your Life Book Club, which was released in paperback earlier this year. We spoke with him when the book was first published. Here's an excerpt. This idea of reading books, it's something you'd always done. There's not a bucket list sense to this. It's not like you're in a hurry to do this. You've always done this.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we always read books. We always asked each other, what are you reading? What are you reading? It was always the big question between us. We'd always talked about books when we were stressed or anxious, but also we were both such passionate readers that we just loved talking about books. And after Mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, there were all these doctor appointments, and my dad and my sister and my brother and I all took turns going with her to them. And I usually went with her to chemo, very often went with her to chemo. And so we had hours at a stretch, and we wound up talking about books all the time.
And amazing how many times books will correlate with your life. I mean, as you lay this out, it's like, wow. So it became a way to talk about what was happening without directly talking about it. I'm thinking of Wallace Stegner's Crossing to Safety, one of the first books of your new little book club. Two couples, one of the wives is dying from cancer, and through talking about that book, you came to understand how your mom felt your dad would do after
exactly.
she died.
It allowed us to explore, I mean, really one of the most difficult topics that either one of us could ever imagine. And I was able to say to her when we were reading Crossing to Safety, the character's name was Larry, and I was able to say, Mom, do you think Larry's going to be okay? And Mom said, I think Larry's going to be sad, but I think he's going to be okay. And that was really how we talked about how my father would do after Mom was gone.
You read the late, great David Halberstam's Korean War book, The Coldest Winter.
That was such an important book for us. And that book, which is just a masterpiece about the Korean War, about the veterans of the Korean War, about that horrible conflict. And after that book was published, so many people said they had a father or a grandfather who was a Korean War veteran who had never been able to talk about the conflict, but who simply gave them a copy of Halberstam's The Coldest Winter and said, now you'll understand. And it was an example of how books can speak for you when a subject is just too hard to approach.
Right. And by the way, we're going to have a list of all the books that you and I are about to talk about and all the books that you and your mom talked about. It's a pretty long list at hereandnow.org. Joan Didion's Year of Magical Thinking, which is about the death of her husband, or Marilyn Robinson's Gilead, one of our favorite authors of all time, but it's letters from a dying parent to his son. Alice Munro's short story, Free Radicals. It's about a woman named Nita who's dying of cancer and also was a book reader. But can you read that passage for us?
Oh,
first?
Here's the passage from Alice Munro from Free Radicals. And in this passage, Munro describes the way Nita reads. She hadn't been just a once-through reader, either. Brothers Karamazov, Mill on the Floss, Wings of the Dove, Magic Mountain, over and over again. She would pick one up, thinking that she would just read that special bit, and find herself unable to stop until the whole thing was redigested. She read modern fiction, too, always fiction. She hated to hear the word escape used about fiction. She might have argued, not just playfully, that it was real life that was the escape. But this was too important to argue about.
Will Schwalbe reading from Alice Munro's story, Free Radicals. Your mom wanted you to read that story.
Yeah. It's funny because Nita is a character in this story who could not be more different from my mother. But that passage perfectly described the way my mother felt about books. She felt books weren't an escape, that reading was one of the really hugest things that you could do in life, and that books were really how you knew what you needed to do in your own life and in the world.
But we just got to wonder. I can hear people saying, but wait a minute. Nita's dying of cancer.
Yes.
And Joan Didion's husband is dying of cancer. And Marilyn Robinson's main character in Gilead is dying. How did you read these? I mean, how did you read these things with each other?
Well, it really was that books were not an escape for either one of us. They were how we dealt with what was most important. So it was very natural that we would both gravitate towards books where someone was dying or dying of cancer. In fact, what was difficult to read were what my mother termed silly books, books that weren't really about anything, that didn't have characters that you cared about, that weren't well written. Those she had trouble reading. But books that dealt with big themes, courage, death, those were the books she wanted to read when she knew she had a limited amount of time left.
And for those who are listening who are thinking, I don't know if I could do that, or I don't know if I want to suggest that to my mother who I'm taking to chemotherapy, I mean, would you have to know this about your loved one before you suggested these books?
There's a point in the book where I tell a story of I had a book actually in manuscript that I thought might be just too direct, too painful for my mother, and it was Randy Pausch's book, The Last Lecture.
Sure.
And Randy, when he wrote the book with Jeff Zaslow, was dying of pancreatic cancer, which is the cancer my mother had. Yeah. So what I did with that, I was visiting her at the time, and I just left it on a table, and then I went out for a couple of hours. And I thought, if she wants to read it, she will, and if she doesn't, she won't. And she devoured it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, in reading all of it, through a lot of the book, The End of Your Life Book Club, you're thinking, when are we going to have the big conversation that everybody thinks they're going to have that moment? Maybe some people do, I should say, that moment at the bedside where you really have the talk with a parent that you've been desperate to have. You never have that big talk, but you have all these little talks that add up.
We never had the big conversation, And I remember thinking, we should have the big conversation. I should go over there. I should give a big speech or write a letter or do something. And actually, after Mom died, I was somewhat racked with guilt for a little while. I felt terrible that I'd never had the big conversation. Over time, a kind of peace came over me about it. And I thought, it's really not about what you say. It's about how you behave. And it's also really not about what you say. It's about what you ask. And one of the blessings of the book club is it gave me a chance to ask Mom a lot, to listen as opposed to talk. And that was a huge gift. And that's the gift that I hope people take away. I hope people don't wait till the ones they love are in sort of dire medical extremes, but sort of pick up the phone and say, hey, Mom, what are you reading? Or, hey, brother, what are you reading? Or any number of things. That's what I want.
Well, and I'm thinking as I read your book, Will Schwalbe, that people would give anything to have had these dozens and dozens of conversations that came out of these books. You know, taken together, they are the big talk.
Absolutely, they are the big talk.
Yeah.
We had the big talk, and we had it over 2 years. Yeah. Exactly.
Will Schwalbe's book about his book club of two with his mom is called The End of Your Life Book Club. Just terrific. And we'll have all the books at hereandnow.org. Will, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Robin.
We spoke with Will last November. As I said, we'll have the books, but also more of that conversation at hereandnow.org.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.